How are you? My name is Kim Harris and welcome to Stories of Change. It's been a while since I've been on the air. We've been on the school holiday. So for those of you who are parents, it's back at school. That first week last week is always a bit of a transition to back to routine and all of those wonderful things, which is good. Yeah, as you will know, if you've been following along the show Stories of Change for a while now, I love to talk about change and I love to help people navigate change. And we can have all kinds of change in life, like, you know, having school holidays and then going back to school after it, but so many more changes than that when we literally stop going to school and into the workforce, for example. And a couple of my kids are going through that now. They've just got new jobs, and daughter just got her L-plate, so I'm transitioning to teaching another learner how to drive. So this is my sixth child that I'll be teaching how to drive. So I'm getting quite good at it now. I think I could have a career in driving lessons. But I would much prefer to stay here and play music. And I think if someone could pay me to play music, I would be very, very happy indeed. But that reminds me of being here in these new digs. If you haven't heard, Yarra Valley FM has moved to Healesville, back to Healesville, which is wonderful. And if you haven't come down and said hello at the new station, you're more than welcome to come in and visit with us and have a bit of a tour. Things are a little bit disorganised at present, but we will gradually get there and get things back in place. And that reminds me, I guess, of something else that I would really like to focus on this term. So last term we focused on togetherness and the role of togetherness in change work in particular. And this term I thought I might focus on another kind of concept that's bandied around a lot, that we talk a lot about, that we hear a lot about, but we don't necessarily, that doesn't necessarily translate into some sort of meaningful action in our lives. And that is the subject of resilience. So resilience is something that's really, really particularly useful to have, because let's face it, life is not fair. And sometimes things go wrong and things have a way of our plans have a way of being interrupted, and we can have all sorts of setbacks and challenges in life, that is for sure. So resilience is the key there. We need to have some resilience to bounce back quickly when things go awry. And that's what I thought I might focus on for a few episodes, just so that you can learn what it actually takes to develop your own personal resilience so that you are inoculated from some of the challenges in life. But before I get into that, I am going to play a song. I'm going to play a song that's kind of related to what I'm talking about. So this is The Stones with You Can't Always Get What You Want. So enjoy this one. That was U2 and With or Without You. It's currently 12 degrees in Healesville and we're expecting a maximum of 15 degrees today. Welcome back to 99.1 Yarra Valley FM. You're listening along to Stories of Change with Kim Harris today, this morning. And I am here to sort of guide you through a bit of a discovery and a bit more unpacking of the world of resilience. And I think it's a wonderful foundational kind of series. I think resilience, just by definition, exactly, resilience is really a term we often hear, but we want to kind of unravel its true essence and kind of get to the heart of what it really means. So resilience is the remarkable ability that humans possess to bounce back, to adapt and to flourish in the face of adversity, setbacks or life's unexpected challenges. So as a change specialist, I often see people going through all different kinds of adversities, all different kinds of setbacks and definitely unexpected challenges in life as I coach people in relation to their life and their businesses. So I really see this a lot, and it is an inner strength to have resilience, and it empowers us to persevere, to learn and grow even in those circumstances that are completely trying and just leave us at our wit's end. So resilience doesn't actually mean that we avoid difficulties or magically some way avoid any kind of hardship. It's actually the opposite. It's about acknowledging the reality is that life has its ups and downs and it's completely normal. And resilience is the art of embracing those ups and downs with a bit of courage and a bit of grace, and to build that kind of firm belief in your own capacity to rise above the challenge, whatever it may be. So resilience, as you can see, is a wonderful capacity or trait to develop and cultivate in your life. So when we think of resilience as a solid ground beneath our feet during life's kind of shakes and earthquakes, it's that compass that helps us to navigate when we've got that stormy weather on the horizon and go through it. I remember hearing a story about the buffalo in the plains in America, and they talk about how the buffalo there will actually turn and face a storm when they're out on the plains and run full pelt at the storm, because their idea is they will just want to get through to the other side of the storm as quickly as possible. And so it's a similar sort of thing with us as humans. Sometimes we can try to avoid or turn our back to the storm or try and run in the opposite direction of the storm. But sooner or later, sometimes we've got to turn around and we've got to face the things that are really bothering us. And we've got to get to the other side of that as soon as we can. And this is why resilience is not necessarily a fixed trait. It's not something that only a few people possess. It's actually a skill that we cultivate as a happenstance or as a byproduct of having the difficulties and challenges in life. And we can go through that, as I said, with a bit of courage and grace. So life is that ever-changing canvas. For all of you artists out there, you will love the idea that resilience is the paint that brings vibrant colours to even the darkest moments. It's about transforming those setbacks into stepping stones, if you like, and doubts into determination and fear into courage. It's definitely a beautiful journey of self-discovery, and we might not feel the beauty of it whilst we're going through it, and that's okay. But as you can see, I'm a wonderful fan of resilience, and that's because it's so crucial, especially when we have those setbacks, as I've talked about, because we can be left feeling really vulnerable and really disheartened. And one of the emotions that's especially difficult for a human being to go through is disappointment, which includes this colour of disheartenment. Yeah, it's a very destructive emotion, disappointment, if we leave it unchecked. So it's very important when we notice that we're feeling that level of disappointment or disheartenedness that we might need to do some work to make sure that we get through to the other side without creating for ourselves more problems, like, you know, if we avoid a problem, for example, a financial problem, and we just put our head in the sand and we try to ignore it and pretend it's not there, and we, you know, ignore all the letters that come in the mail or in the email or whatever, it gets worse and worse, and we dig ourselves, you know, deeper and deeper into a hole. And that's one of the, I guess, the concepts that I really like, the idea of, is if you find yourself in a hole, the first thing you've got to do is stop digging. So you've got to stop what you're doing. And disappointment is the signal of that. The disappointment is the signal that, oh my gosh, you are going into really risky territory, and we need to do something to prevent this becoming worse than it is, because we can, unfortunately, in our attempts to avoid our problems, make them worse. But we also form all kinds of cognitive, like thinking types of defences and behavioural defences, which if they're left unchecked can also start to become very, very problematic and habituised, and that just makes it even harder to recover from the setback. So it's very, very, very important to develop resilience, to understand what it is and how it serves us, to guide us back on track and remind us that actually, whilst this problem has come up, this is an opportunity for me to really test my mettle and to see how I can grow and expand as a person as a result of going through this, as a result of facing that fear. We can also learn great wisdom. So, you know, we've all made mistakes. We are human, and humans make mistakes. And sometimes the humility angle of that then is to sort of go, oh, okay, well, this is what I've learned as a result of that. This is what I need as a result of that. I need to reach out and perhaps get some, you know, a financial planner to help me, you know, learn about my money. We might need to get some help from a therapist or a counsellor if we've got some emotional-based problems as a result of not facing up to our fears or challenges. So, you know, all of that takes wisdom, all of that takes humility, and sometimes courage is also one of those things. It doesn't show up until you need it. Like if you're just going through life and you've got no problems and there's nothing to face up to, you don't really need courage at that point. It's only when something happens that we go, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to face this. Now I need courage. Bam, you've got courage. So certain things in life happen, that's kind of that cause and effect kind of situation, that give us these beneficial byproducts like courage or vulnerability or this opportunity for growth, for example. So I'm going to explore some really practical strategies and ideas for you so that you can cultivate your own personal resilience. So that in that way, together, we can start to equip ourselves with the tools and the mindset to navigate any kinds of challenges that we might be facing. And my favorite thing, to uncover some of those true potentials that are within us that sometimes don't emerge until we are forced to rise above something, until we are forced to rise above some kind of challenge that comes our way. So let's embark on this expedition together and stay tuned today. We're going to dive deeper into how you can actually practically start to build your resilience. And as I go through a few episodes in the future, I'm also going to talk about some of these important things like emotional regulation and embracing the change to begin with. And something really practical as well, just the art of effective problem solving. Solutions-based therapy, I think, is a wonderful type of way to approach life, because we will have problems and then we need solutions. So to learn how to do that really effectively and simply, and knowing and understanding the process of that, can be particularly empowering for people. So the power of resilience lies within you, and I believe in you, and I believe that you can thrive amidst any setback. So listen in. I'm going to play some songs. I've got a great song here from Tears for Fears. This one's called Mad World. We've been talking about resilience in this hour and the importance and the benefits of resilience. And I guess we've talked about the importance of resilience when big things happen, unexpected things happen. But it's equally true that resilience helps you on a day-to-day level as well, because resilience is the thing that helps you to overcome stressful times in your life. And we can have daily stresses. So from a therapeutic world, we have what they refer to big traumas and little traumas. And little traumas are like the little paper cuts of when you just maybe, you might be communicating with someone and they might say something that just hurts your feelings a little bit. It's called like a micro, it's like a micro cut to your self-esteem, you know. And in the same way, we can have big stress and we can have little stress. We can have little incidental things that just irk us and just cause a few problems and a bit of frustration. And then we can have these very monumental types of stresses as well. So on a day-to-day level, you might be experiencing some stress, you know, just some normal garden variety stress. And there is a list actually of the 10 top stressors that people have in their life periodically. And quite often we've got a couple of them going on at once. Sometimes we have none of them going on, and that's wonderful. And we like to make hay while the sun is shining, so to speak. And if that's you today and you're feeling great, that is fabulous. That puts you in the ripe position to help those around you and those in your life that perhaps are not seeing those sunny skies, maybe seeing a few rain clouds on the horizon. But yes, day-to-day stress is a normal part of life as well. So the benefits of cultivating resilience is not just for those big monumental types of changes or problems or setbacks or challenges that you face. It's just from day-to-day life. We can all have a little bit of uncertainty show up from time to time. We can all have a little bit of chaos from time to time. And so resilience helps to strengthen that ability for us to stay focused on the goal, to not get derailed when those little micro challenges or that micro chaos comes to visit. And as those little twists and turns happen, for example, I've been dealing with car problems now. for all of you who have had car problems and understand car problems and even had unexpected car problem like a flat tire or, you know, just won't start. You go to start it and it just won't start. You will know exactly what I'm talking about. It's frustrating. You just want your car to work. It shouldn't be that hard. But apparently it is that hard. And with my particular car right now, it has got problems that nobody seems to be able to figure out what's wrong with it. So the only thing I can change in that circumstance, once I've dropped the car off at the mechanic and they're plugging it up to the computer and they're trying to figure it out and they're trying all of the things that they can think of, it's up to me to control the things that I can control, and that is my mindset, my outlook toward this kind of obstacle. And it's because I've built resilience, you know, over my lifetime, that I can face it and still laugh about it and still be okay with it and still try and think of how I'm going to solve the problem and get people to help me. I've been able to borrow a car today, which was great. So I was able to come to the station today, which I've really been looking forward to. So nurturing resilience helps us experience and reduce the stress of life's twists and turns on a day-to-day level. And in that way, you actually really start to, I guess, get a different perspective of yourself and actually how much you're able to contain, how much stress can you contain before you reach your, like the warning bells are going off. Because obviously living with prolonged stress can have lots of impacts and lots of consequences on our health, not just our mental and emotional health, because we're feeling the discomfort of feeling stressed out, but also the impact of that on our organs, you know, on our heart, on our nervous system, on our brain. I did do an episode last term on the neurology of change and the neuroscience and the aspects of your brain that get developed or impeded depending on the way that you are using your brain. Fascinating, fascinating subject. So just like a surfer riding the waves, or you know, a lotus blossom. I was thinking about the lotus gardens out there in the valley. I just love it. When you watch those flowers blossom from, and they're literally got systems of roots that go down into the water and go into the muck and the mire. It's just fascinating to me. But just like that, like we can have the power of resilience, just like a surfer or just like a flower growing out of the muck. So I really want to focus for the rest of time on some practical strategies to build and strengthen this force within you, because it's a fabulous, fabulous quality to develop. But before I do that, I want you to feel good just the way you are. So if you are having trouble, and if you haven't cultivated a lot of resilience yet, or perhaps you are just stressed beyond belief and there seems no reprieve for you in sight, I just want you to know that you're okay wherever you are and that you can get through this. And I hope you listen on to get some strategies on actually how to deal with any kind of stress you might be dealing in a more resilient way. So with that kind of idea in mind, enjoy this song. This is Bruno Mars with Just the Way You Are. And that's Living End and Save the Day. Here to save your day, hopefully. No, I'm actually here just to teach you a little bit about yourself and about how human beings are wired and how much we need some resilience, and we need to wire in that even stronger in our neurology, in our behavior, all these sorts of things that help us cope with day-to-day stress and bigger challenges as well that happen as a part of life. So this is all about living with resilience and being resilient for the long term. And so I thought I want to dive into some practical steps of how you actually do strengthen your own personal resilience. So I thought I'd start by conducting a resilience assessment with you. So if you've got a pen and paper, it can help, but you don't need to. Just think about this. You can just try it on for size mentally if you like. And really, a really simple resilience assessment means just taking a moment to reflect on your recent experiences. So just think about what life has been like for you this past week, this past fortnight, this past month. Think specifically about how you've handled challenges and setbacks. How did you cope when your tire went flat or when your car wouldn't start, for example? ask yourself things like, how do I respond to difficulties? What do I feel like when things don't go to plan? Am I okay with that? Do I tend to feel anxious? Or do I get depressed about it? Or do I tend to bounce back fairly quickly? Do you struggle to recover, or do you feel okay and you're able to think creatively to find solutions? Do you see it as an opportunity for growth when you have a challenge or a setback? These are some great questions to contemplate, to think about, and assess your level of resilience. So once you've done that, once you've thought about those questions and you think about your response, you know, how have I handled challenges and setbacks recently? So now you want to rate your responses on a scale of from 1 to 5. So 1 being not resilient at all, and 5 being the most amount of resilient you could possibly be. So very resilient. Now, the reason it's really good to kind of do this sort of assessment is this is how you can benchmark your progress and actually know if you're actually improving your score. So if your score may be a 2 or a 3, you can practice some of these other things that I'm going to talk about and then check in with yourself again in a month's time, and you can actually determine that you've made progress. And what is measured improves. So it's really important to have these sorts of scales in our life and these ways of thinking about things so that we can actually determine, yes, I have actually improved that. And when you actually see an improvement, you will feel very good about that. So that is how and why it's so important to do this sort of self-assessment. And it's a great starting point, because if you've never really thought about resilience or even how to go about improving your own personal resilience, then this is a good starting point to actually determine, well, where are we at? Where have we started? What's the starting point? And then we can move from there. So we have come up right on the hour now. So are we going to go to the news now? And just after the news, I'm going to continue with some practical steps on what do you do next? So you've done your assessment, where to from here? And yeah, I hope that you'll listen along. It's 12:01 right now and 14 degrees. I'll give you a bit of an update on the weather at the other side of the news as well. Thank you for joining me. Before we went to the news at the top of the hour, we were talking about resilience, and I was giving you a bit of a practical assessment that you can do. Ask yourself some questions, rate yourself on your ability with regard to resilience, and then we can move on from there thinking about how to more practically and in a real simple way start to build and cultivate our own personal resilience. And if you weren't listening earlier today, we were just talking about, I guess, the benefits of that and also what actual resilience really is. So if you've missed that, feel free to podcast this episode. I'll have it up later on today, and you'll be able to listen back and catch up on what you missed out on. It is a great topic. It is a real topical kind of subject. We're talking a lot about resilience, particularly in our community, particularly in the world, as we've come through a lot of disruption, and we've definitely got economic disruption at the moment as well. We'll all be feeling the pinch a little bit, I think, at the moment with the way things are in the economy and all sorts of things. So resilience is a really important factor in the way that we approach these types of challenges and these types of day-to-day stressors. So it's a very relevant and particularly important topic for us to think about. So some other practical things that you can do. So once you've rated your resilience level, so when you've thought about the last couple of weeks perhaps and considered, well, how have you been handling any challenges or setbacks that you've been facing? How are you responding to those difficulties? Do you bounce back quickly, or do you struggle a little bit to recover? These are all the opportunities for you to grow and develop, even though sometimes things are being a bit tricky and stress-producing in your life. So the second thing we can do if we want to start to increase our personal resilience is to actually identify our personal strengths. Now, this is a particularly difficult one for some people in particular who have a bad habit of beating themselves up a lot. So we all have an inner critic. We have an inner critic sometimes that can be very loud and very obnoxious, and not all of us have it to the great extent of others. Some people are very, very toxic towards themselves. Some people are less so, but nonetheless, we can be our own worst enemies at times. So identifying your personal strengths is really important, and sometimes we need to outsource that because we're not really looking at ourselves in the best possible way sometimes, because we've got that filter, that inner critic that's kind of filtering how well we did something or not, and giving ourselves a bit of a hard time. So we can outsource this. We can outsource it to a free tool that's available online. You can Google this. It's the VIA Strengths Analysis. So there's two of them. There's one that paid version, but there is a briefer free one, which can give you some insight into what your personal strengths actually are without the involvement of your inner critic. So we want to bypass the inner critic, because sometimes it will give us a point of view that's a bit skewed, right? So we want to find some legitimate, good information that comes from a different kind of perspective. So you might want to take a moment to jump on your computer and do that little assessment. It doesn't take very long, and that will give you a list of your top five strengths. And when you get that report back, then it's time to start to acknowledge where you see those unique qualities, skills and strengths come to the surface in your life. So it's quite an interesting little profiling tool to use, because you suddenly get this insight into, wow, yeah, I really am, you know, driven by, for example, one of them is fairness, but there's 20 strengths altogether. Everybody is different, and we have different strengths in different quantities as well. Like some are like our number one, and then we've got them, they're like organized in a bit of a hierarchy of when we rely on those strengths, when we use those strengths. Yeah, so just to take that moment and do that profile can give you a lot of insight into what your strengths are. And this is helpful because then you can think about where you displayed those strengths, and your strengths show up in the times when you need resilience. And because you tap into them, during those times when life is a little bit challenging. So, yeah, so just knowing about them can be incredibly empowering. So that's the second thing. We want to identify our own personal strengths. You can do it through the benefit, and that's not the only profiling tool, by the way. I actually know of many, many free little tools that can be really helpful. And if that is something that you would value, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook or through the station here, and I'm happy to point you in the right direction to give you some more insight into who you really are without the involvement of that inner critic. So I'm going to play another song now. This one's David Bowie with Heroes. I think this is a great song about just inspiring us to show up in a different way, show up as a hero in your own life, or perhaps in the life of somebody else. So enjoy this one. You're listening to 99.1 Yarra Valley FM. This is Stories of Change. My name is Kim Harris. We've been talking about resilience this morning and this afternoon, this early hours of the afternoon, early minutes of the afternoon. It's 19 minutes past 12 right at the moment, 15 degrees in the valley. So we've been talking about practical ways of building personal resilience, because resilience is one of those things that we've been hearing a lot about lately, and definitely want to help people to learn about and to embrace and start to cultivate in their life, because it helps on a day-to-day level, and it also helps when the big things, big challenges and big setbacks come into your life. So very important. We talked about some of those practical things. The first thing we want to do is do a bit of an assessment. So if you think about, if you go to the doctor, it's really important to get a proper diagnosis before they treat you for anything. Similar sort of thing. We want to assess where are we at in terms of our resilience before we even start, so that we can actually say, well, okay, well, these are the things I need to start working on, and identify some of the areas that we might like to work on. So I just talked before that song about identifying your personal strengths, and you can do that through the use of free profiling tools, which I talked about. That's important because sometimes we have a very loud inner critic that doesn't like us to see our own strengths. Another way to see our strengths as well, if profiling tools are not your cup of tea, we can also rely on our friends and family. So consider your support networks, consider the people in your life. I'm telling you right now, they know more about you than you think they know about you. They are watching and observing your behavior at all times. So your friends and your family or any mentors that you've got in your life can be really encouraging and understanding, and also feed back to you your strengths. They're seeing you from the outside, right? So they get to see all of the good things you do, and they're very happy quite often to, you know, the things that you are doing well. So this is another way that we can start to anchor ourselves during life's storms. We can anchor ourselves down just sometimes. It's interesting, they've done so many studies around connection and our need for being with other people. So that's another passion of mine, a topic of mine that I love to talk about, is this idea of togetherness, because it's actually a biological need for us to be with other human beings. And just by being in the presence or the vicinity, the proximity of another human being and another human body, even if you're not even talking, has a way of starting to calm down your central nervous system, which I find really fascinating. So yeah, just consider the people around you and consider the way that having other people in your life, even if you're not necessarily talking to them. So it could be as simple as just going down and hanging out at the library, or going and doing your shopping and just being around other people. These can be really simple things that can contribute to our level of resilience and our personal resilience. So some simple things there. And I guess another very practical thing, which I touched on earlier, is around the goal setting side of things. So effectively setting goals is something that we can learn over our lifetime, and people vary in the way that they set goals. Some people just like to think about them. Some people write them down. Some people write them in a journal. Some people do vision boards. You know, there's all sorts of ways that you can capture that vision or that goal for yourself. And the idea is that we do want to consider how we do set goals. How do we set goals for ourselves in the short term, in the medium term, in the long term? Are you the kind of person that gets up in the morning and thinks about your day and sort of plans out a bit of an agenda for yourself? Oh, I'm going to go down the shop. I'm going to go to the library. I'm going to get my fix of socialization so that, just like Kim said, I can build my resilience. Ha ha. Or am I, you know, going to think about, you know, this more long-term project, perhaps, like, I don't know, it might be a gardening project, or it could be a house tidy up or a declutter. We've got a bit of a decluttering project ahead of us here at Yarra Valley FM. We've brought all of our stuff over from Wurrialik, and it's still sitting in boxes around the place. We are going to have to embark on a bit of a decluttering project here. So that's a bit more of a long-term one. It's not going to be something that we can do overnight. It's something that we're going to have to do over time. So setting goals is a very important skill, and sometimes we can set very specific goals, and the more specific we are about our goals, the more likely we are to actually focus on them and complete them. So setting a personal resilience goal is a very specific goal. We're actually really putting on the map, okay, we are going to work on our resilience, because Kim has told me that it's so important that we build our resilience for all the sorts of reasons that she's been talking about. So I'm totally going to buy in on this one, and I'm going to set myself some goals. So based on your resilience assessment and based on your strengths analysis, whether you do a profile or whether you just talk to some of your friends about some of your strengths and get yourself some perspective on your ability to overcome these challenges and your capability of overcoming some of life's challenges or stresses, now it's time to set some specific and achievable goals to actually cultivate that resilience further. So you might start by selecting one or two areas where you'd like to enhance your resilience. So for example, if you've noticed that you struggle with the emotional regulation during a challenging situation, so going back to that assessment question, like how do you handle it? You know, how do you respond to a challenge? How do you respond to a difficulty? Do you struggle or do you bounce back quickly? Do your emotions hijack you? Well, it might be a good goal for you to learn about emotional regulation and how you can calm and soothe yourself when you have a difficult situation ahead of you. So it could be something like practicing mindfulness, like a mindfulness approach, and that will help you to manage your emotions. Or you might do, you know, some coaching or go and see a psychologist or whatever, just to navigate the emotional territory, especially if you're not really, if you're kind of new to that kind of work, because it's not something that we get taught about at school, that is for sure. So that's an example of something that you might want to address, your emotional regulation. Or if you've recognized the need for more social support or more social connection, a goal could be to proactively start to seek out new connections and engage in meaningful conversations with people that you already know, or expanding out of there and building an even bigger network or a better one if you're feeling that you haven't been connecting with people, or you haven't really met a group of people yet that you really connect with or vibe with or have a similar interest with, for example. So if you've recognized the need for more social support, maybe that could be your goal, getting out and about. And believe me, I do understand that that can be a bit nerve-wracking, because whilst most of the best experiences that we have in life are usually when we are with other people and in the company of other people, sometimes the worst experiences we've had are with other people too. And so to build resilient relationships and to cultivate our own personal resilience is definitely not for the faint of heart. It takes a lot of commitment to maintain a relationship, and to maintain a network of relationships is just next level, but it is definitely worth it. One of those things. So the key to goal setting is to be specific, realistic, and compassionate with yourself as you set these goals. So specific might be, I'm going to go and get on the internet, and I'm going to find a local group that meets in a community garden, because I love gardening. Maybe that's an interest of yours. So you might go and find a network of people that enjoy doing the same thing that you enjoy doing. It's very specific. And it's realistic, because, you know, it's not too hard. It won't take you too long. You could do it now whilst I'm even speaking. And then be compassionate with yourself. So if it does bring up a few reservations, if it does bring up a few emotions, and if you do feel a little bit nervous about going out and meeting new people, or if you've been quite a bit of a homebody and you're feeling a bit nervous about going out and re-engaging even with the greengrocer down the street, be really compassionate with yourself, because building resilience is a journey, and progress might come in small steps. It just depends on where you're at and what your focus is and how you would like to improve or change this aspect of your life. So as I conclude this segment, I invite you to take some of these practical steps and think about your resilience. Conduct your resilience assessment. Figure out where you're at. Recognize your personal strengths. And then set some meaningful goals to build your resilience. And a really good thing in the realm of resilience goals is kind of planning out a bit of a toolkit for yourself. So it's sort of saying, okay, if I've got some stress, if I've got some unexpected setback, this is what I plan on doing. So you start to pre-prepare for the difficult times in advance, knowing who you are, what your strengths are, what your interests are, and that can inoculate you and give you a pathway to embark on immediately. Because as I said at the very beginning of the show, if we let setbacks get to us, if we let them get us down, if we get to the point where we're feeling so disheartened and so disappointment, it's very, very challenging, because then we start to create defenses and defense mechanisms, and we start to have cognitive distortions and deletions and things like this that really keep that disappointment in place, and we can go down a very negative pathway there. So we want to arrest this really quickly. We want to get on to ourselves if we're feeling a little bit disappointed with a setback or a challenge. So having that toolkit is really, really important. So I will leave you with those ideas. I'm going to play another song that kind of is along the lines of what we've been talking about. So this one's a song by Miley Cyrus. It's called The Climb. And this particular song is a motivational song that's about the journey through challenges and the determination that we need to cultivate to keep going. So enjoy this one. That was Miley Cyrus with The Climb. What a wonderfully motivational song. And how are you going? How is your day going? I hope that this is empowering you to think about the challenges that you might be facing in life, or the stresses that you're facing in life, in a different kind of way. this show has been all about resilience and this kind of, I've just talked about some practical things that you can start to employ to hopefully cultivate some more resilience in your life. So we've explored the essence of resilience, like what it actually means. It's not the thing to avoid our challenges and our stresses. It's actually about our ability to bounce back, adapt and flourish despite the challenges. Resilience is not about avoiding them. It's about facing them head on, learning from them and using them as a stepping stone for your own actualization, your own personal growth, your own well-being. So resilience is a wonderful, wonderful stepping stone. And we've discussed some of the benefits of building resilience in the way that it reduces your day-to-day stress. It empowers you to grow through the challenge. It also helps connect you with other people as well. So we really cannot do life without other people, much to the weirdness that some people like to profess, that they think they're a self-made man or woman. And yes, you might go out and do things, take action to build things, but you really are always dependent on somebody else in some way, shape or form. No man is an island. And in order to ride the waves of life with grace, we want to find opportunities to connect with people, to connect with our strengths and to build these traits within us so that we have the power to overcome the difficulties that we face at times in our lives. So practical steps that we talked about were things like, number one, first conducting a bit of a resilience assessment, identifying like exactly where you are, the beginning point. How are you coping with stress in your life? How is it playing out? How do you feel about it? Do you bounce back quickly or do you struggle a little bit to find your sense of equilibrium when you're faced with something a bit challenging? So that's the first thing. We want to assess where we're at. Then we want to identify our personal strengths so that we have a balanced point of view around our capability to overcome the challenge. So it's good to have supportive people who know us well, who will say, Kim, you've been through worse before and you came out the other side. You can do this. I believe in you. We need those words of encouragement sometimes. And we can also do some of the online free assessments that I talked about. So I talked about the VIA strengths analysis. I think that's a particularly good one because I just have used it a lot with my clients and I find that they get a lot of value from it. So yeah, if you've got a particularly loud inner critic, sometimes we need some external opinions to weigh in on how we actually are showing up in the world and what are our personal strengths. And when you see them and you can kind of go, oh, I really do have that strength, it can give you just a little bit of a oomph, you know, a little bit of motivation to keep going. And you can start to rely on those strengths when times are tough. So that's the second one. Identify your personal strengths. And the final practical thing I mentioned today, I'm trying to give you just three things because I think three things is manageable and hopefully it gives you a couple of ideas, but I'd love you to just commit to one. That would be great. But the third one is to set meaningful goals to actually strengthen your resilience and build a resilience toolkit just of your own. So that's looking at, okay, well, I've noticed in my assessment that I'm a little bit lacking in my capacity to emotionally regulate. Like I get really short-tempered or I really crack it at the people around me or whatever it might be. And that just means, okay, well, I need to really get a handle on anger and what that is and how it is for me, not against me, and how to actually process that in a really healthy way so that I don't damage my relationships and so that I can use those relationships to encourage me and to help me through the difficulty at the end of the day. So that third thing is set those goals, set those meaningful goals to strengthen your resilience toolkit. And there's lots of ways of doing that. And I'll be sharing more about that because it's sort of like these things that I'm talking about, assess and then identify your strengths and then set goals. This is kind of like a rinse and repeat kind of thing in some ways. It doesn't really matter what the challenge is that you're facing or what you want to work on in your life or what kind of outcome you're seeking. We'll often do variations of exactly what of those three steps that I've talked about. So it's a little bit of a drill, I know. I go over it a few times just so that you can start to see that every journey starts with a single step, and building resilience is no different. With each one of these small steps that you take, you're sowing the seeds of strength and determination and adaptability. You're embracing that adaptability that can actually empower you to overcome the challenges and to improve your confidence, to overcome anything that comes your way in the future. Because as we've talked about, life sometimes is not fair and it is hard. And so the skill to develop then in the face of all of that is resilience. So as I conclude, I want to really invite you to reflect on the power of resilience within you and to know that you're not alone in this pursuit. So together we can explore more of these strategies, and I want to share more stories with you and insights to empower you along the way. And the way to keep up to date with everything that we talk about with regard to doing this together is available for free on my website. So go to kimharris.co. You can find free resources there around the Togetherness Effects Project, and that is really looking at, okay, well, how are we going to do this better together, and how can we do it better together, and the importance of that as well. So no change is done alone. We do need the help and support of other people sometimes. So remember that resilience is not a trait that's just reserved for some people. It's actually something that is within each one of us. So embrace it, nurture it, and let it guide you to new heights. So thank you for listening today. I'm going to play a song and then I'll come back and we'll wind up for today. But this song is by Sarah Bareilles, which I think is another one of those songs that kind of encapsulates what I'm talking about. So I understand that sometimes things are hard, times are hard, and some people are going through harder times than others, and it doesn't matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, you do need to be brave. You need to face it with some courage. So I love this song from Sarah and enjoy it. It's got some wonderful lyrics. And that was Rihanna with Stay featuring Mickey Echo. That was a wonderful song too. I hope you enjoyed that one. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Resilient Living today. It's been a pleasure exploring the transformative power of resilience with you on Stories of Change. This is my show every Monday. You can catch it. I'm on between 10 and 1 each Monday. I like to play songs and give you tips on how to actually feel good for real. We don't want any pretend feeling good. We really, really want to help you to feel much more resilient, much more supported and connected, and feeling good about your future. So listen in. I hope you found understanding what resilience truly means and the incredible benefits it brings to your life today. Remember, it's a skill that you can cultivate and learn, and a strength that you can develop within yourself. Very helpful in navigating life's challenges, and not only navigating it, but also bringing a bit of grace to that, and determination and self-compassion and all those wonderful things. So thank you very much for being part of this journey and bringing your presence and engagement to make this experience very meaningful. I hope you found the episode helpful. Stay connected with us. So if you're listening in today live, you can also listen in as a podcast. All of the episodes, all of the shows that are held at the station, the full program is found on the podcast through our website. So you can find that at yarravalleyfm.org.au. So check us out there. You can download any particular episodes of any particular shows that you are into, which is very cool. If you've got questions about resilience, or if you want to share your own experience, if you've got a story that you think would really inspire people, I'd love to hear from you. So feel free to reach out to me through our Facebook page or any of the social media channels. You can find me. I'm Kim Harris, but you can also find Yarra Valley FM on both Instagram and Facebook. And yeah, I'd love to hear from one of you, dear listeners. So remember, resilience is the key to embracing life setbacks and transforming them into something that you can grow through and find fulfillment in. take some of those practical steps that I've talked about, just a reminder, they were do a little bit of an assessment, check out your strengths and be balanced in the way that you view yourself. If you're not balanced in that you are overly self-critical, you might need a little bit of external help to see yourself in better light so that you feel more empowered. And the final one is set some goals for yourself around resilience. So until I meet you again next week, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and remember that you have the strength to rise above any challenge and create a life filled with purpose, joy, and resilience. So thanks for joining me, and I will see you next week. Bye for now.